News Time 8:59, Triple Team Traffic. Is it still emergency traffic, Andy?
Yeah, we're not quite out of the woods, but it's sure much better than it was during the peak point of the rough parts. Right now, the Salt Lake Valley, the worst portion is probably the 21st South Freeway heading east in between 84 and 7200 West. Also still have some construction and weather-related delays on 215 Southbelt over by 20th East. But the main line of I-15 is finally looking pretty good between Draper and downtown. Only a little bit of slowing 33rd South into downtown. That's all the brake lights that you have left in the Salt Lake Valley. But Eric, it's probably because a lot of them are stuck in Utah County, huh?
That's right. We've never really recovered from the slowdown that happened between Pioneer Crossing, northbound I-15 up to SR-92. That's still intact, and you've got southbound slowing basically the same spot from Timpanogos Highway down to 2100 North, and you have some snow falling on I-80 if you're heading out to the mountains right at Parley Summit. Heather?
We are almost back to freeway speed southbound I-15 from Ogden to Salt Lake City. You're just going to see a few brake lights in the typical areas in Layton where we have road construction, and then continuing into downtown Salt Lake. And now it looks like we have a crash on US 89 at Green Road in Fruit Heights. 50% of Utah's professional MBA students receive promotions, and students average a 30% salary increase by graduation. The best investment you can make is in yourself. Now's the time. Visit pmbautah.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.